You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We're going to speak about a shaila tonight that comes up every once in a while, and people usually find themselves confused. And if you buy a Hamish brand of whipped cream, the Hamish brands actually say on the side, please speak to your rabbinical authorities regarding use of this product on Shabbos. So it doesn't say do not use it on Shabbos, it doesn't say it can be used on Shabbos, it says speak to your rabbi. So I guess we'll have a discussion, we'll speak about it, and we'll figure out what we could do with the whipped cream on Shabbos. Now the reason why we're talking about two seemingly unrelated points, spritzing whipped cream as well as making ice, because they really both involve the same point. You're turning something from liquid into a solid of some sort. So if you freeze ice cubes, you're taking water and it's turning it into a solid. When you have a liquid in an aerosol can, as it goes through the nozzle and gets foamerizes. How do we say that in proper mechanical physical physics?
As it foamerizes
into
foam.
As it foamerizes into a foam. As it, I don't know what the chemical process that happens, but something that happens that it's like they inject air or some other gas into the liquid and make it into a foam. So that's some kind of solid. Ish, we'll use that word carefully, solid-ish substance, texture, and therefore you again change the liquid that inside the can. When you shake it, you feel it, it's a liquid, and then when it comes out, it's solid-ish. So that's similar in a certain sense to freezing ice cubes. So we're going to see, is it different, is it the same? And keep in mind that the shaila of making ice on Shabbos is a very new shaila, because in the time of Chazal, there was no means to actively freeze something. The cause of freezing something is a relatively new shaila.
Why not? If you live in a cold climate, just put it outside.
Exactly, because you're not doing it right. Right, because you're not doing a maisa to do something actively to get it there. If you put it outside, that's as natural as a natural process as could be. Here, you're doing something. Right, so now we have a means to manipulate something to get to the achieved result of being solid, as opposed to just putting it outside. No one's going to say you can't put something outside. It's just a normal way of doing it. So here I'm putting something in an instrument called a freezer to change its form. That's why it's a little bit of a new shaila, and that's why the poskim don't really discuss it before, you know, the recent vintage poskim. In the 1900s. So it begins with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, actually, I'm sorry, it's the Gemara at the end of one of the fourth
paragraph. One is sharing a gate, bringing the food, letting it set out instead of putting it back in. And that share the Achilles 2 months ago.
Talk about freezing food?
Or I guess if it's gone yet, or.
Maybe I talked about warming it up. If it's solid, warming it up and making it into a liquid.
So
I don't remember. I don't remember. Oh, between Minch and Marif. I don't remember. says the Gemara that in Shabbos, Nun Aleph Amud Beis, Im Raskin, Raskin. That means you can't chop. You can't. Lois HaShelek, Lois HaBarad, B'Shabbos. You can either do it with snow, nor with hail, meaning ice, on Shabbos, b'shvil she'izova meimo, so that the water could flow. Let's pause for a second. Did you ever eat Merino's ices? So there are two ways to eat Merino. I mean, there's really one way to eat Merino's ices. You scrape it. You scrape it so that you could, because it's a solid block, and you have to scrape it to get it onto either your wooden stick or your spoon, whatever it is. So that's mamish maraskin as habarad. Literally, it should be awesome. But there, you're not trying to make it into a liquid, so therefore it's not. It doesn't go into this problem of bishvil she'izova meima, so you could make the liquid run.
And can't we used to tell us to chop it into pieces on a spoon instead of scraping it?
So my diuk in the Gemara is not like they told you in camp. My diuk in the Gemara is that the Gemara is saying it's only a problem to make it get into a liquid. When you scrape the ices, it's just for you to get some onto your spoon to get into your mouth, not as a means of melting it. If I don't think it would be a problem. Aval, concludes the Gemara, no sin hu l'tocha kos. You could, if you have a cup of tea, a cup of wine, as Rashi will say, you're allowed to put the ice into your cup of wine. O l'socha ka'arif, you have a bowl of something that's too warm, you want your kid who wants it colder, so you could put it into your bowl, your cup of liquid, of food, ve'enachosh, you don't have to be worried about it. Now that's interesting, because what we're saying is that you can't chop, but you could put it into something and let it melt by itself. So it sounds like the result is okay. You can't do the act of chopping it to get to the result. But the result, that which it melts, is okay. On the other hand, you could say no. If the result was okay, you should be able to just let it melt in a pool of its own, of itself. Here we're only permitting you to put it where? It doesn't say you're allowed to put it in a bowl and let it melt. An empty bowl or an empty cup and let it melt. You're allowed to put it into a
cup,
which Rashi will say of drink. So let's see Rashi. Eim raskin means chopping, mishabim lechatichos dakos, cut it into a fine, you know, chop. Kadeshi yizovu meimah. What's the isser? Why is this isser? So Rashi is going to say something very creative, unusual, and different than everybody else. Look at what Rashi says is the isser here. Mishum de kamolid b'shabbos. What are you doing? You're doing molid. What's molid? Vidami l'malacha. How so? Shabore hamayim ha'ilu. You're creating water. You're being God. You're creating water. God created water on which day?
You can't create water, or you can't use it once it is created?
Rashi doesn't say the sec. He said you shouldn't create water. You're creating water. It's a malacha. It's domit to malacha.
It's not the traditional molid.
It doesn't say the word nolid, it says molid. They're two different things, as we'll see soon. The word molid does not mean nolid, it means molid. You're doing a malacha. What malacha is this like, by the way? When it says it's domala malacha, what malacha? Which one of the 39 malachas? Great thinking, but no. The reason why I'm asking it, because the Rashi means to say that it's not like any of the malachas. Rashi is just saying, it's none of the 39 malachas. It doesn't fit into any of them, neither as an avner or a told of any of the 39 malachas. But it's a creative act. It's creating something you didn't have before, and that's called creation, bore. That's why he uses the word bore. You're creating this water. Until now I had a solid, now I have a liquid. Poof, magic. And therefore Rashi says, it's therefore this new thing which Rashi just made up called molid. Rabbi, there's no such chazal. There's no such Gemara talk of molid. It doesn't say anywhere you're not allowed to make create. I saw a fabulous line in one of the Achronim. Maybe a husband and wife shouldn't be able to be together on Shabbos because it's creating a life. Molid. We never heard such a thing. Why is molid? What do you mean? You're not allowed to create something? Where does Rashi get this from? Rashi in this line makes up a new genre of Isser on Shabbos called creation. It's not any of the 39 malachas. You thought there were 39 malachas. Says Rashi, you can't do this thing called molid. Rashi made it up. Rashi Mamish made it up. And if you think I'm joking, you'll see every single Rishon who explains this Gemara, none of them say Rashi. None of them.
But what is he creating? He's just converting.
Water.
But he's converting.
Yeah, so Rashi's saying this is a new thing. You're creating something that wasn't here before.
It's from solid, it becomes liquid.
From solid, we can make it liquid. Obviously, again, it's not Yesh Me'ayin.
Yeah.
And that's why others will argue on this. It's not Yesh Me'ayin, it's Yesh Me'yesh. But the Rashi calls this creating something. Okay, so this is Shita's Rashi. And as I mentioned, no one else is going to hold like this. Because no one else ever heard of it. There's no Chazal that Rashi's come. There's no Gemara anywhere. He doesn't quote a Gemara as a source for the something called an Isra of being molded. There is no Isra called molded anywhere in Shas. Rashi made it up. Where is the Rashi? Famous Rashi in Shabbos, Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, this is the Rashi. Nun Aleph Amud Beis, this is the Rashi. Nowhere else in Shas is this constant mention. Do any of the Rishonim mention it? It's Rashi's machination. And okay, let's just read the next verse. Notes in Sechah Kos, Shel Yain Yulada, if it's hot, you have a hot day, you want to cool off your wine, so you could put the ice cube into the wine, and it melts, Afa Pishani Moch Me'elav, even though it's going to melt by itself. We're not worried. So Rashi says, what's the heter of putting it into a cup of wine or a cup of soda? The fact that it happens Me'elav, by itself. Why? Because Rashi holds, what's the Isser?
It's not liquor.
That Rashi didn't say that. Rashi, well, I like what you say, that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says it's mutter because you didn't do an act. Because what did Rashi say the Isser is? An act of being molded. An act of being molded. It's like doing a malacha, ma'isa malacha of chopping, of making something, creating something anew. The act of creating, when it happens by itself, you didn't do an act. So these two Rashis are really Lishitase. We'll see that if you don't hold it from the first Rashi, you're not going to say the second point.
If you hold it in the ice cube, the Rashi says no. Right?
If you're chopping, the Gemara says you're not allowed to chop because you're doing an act of creation, okay. But if it happens by itself, That's not doing an act of creation. It's going to be mutter.
Rashi, no, I'm saying if you're just holding the ice cream, so your hand's warming it up. According to Rashi, is that considered?
That's not an act. Holding something is not an act. No. I don't think holding something is an act. So according to Rashi, does it really matter if the cup is filled with water or not, or wine or not?
No.
It doesn't matter. The point is, if it's passive, even if you put it in a cup and it melts by itself, an empty cup, an empty bowl, should be equally mutter. That's Shitas Rashi. Now, just so you know, that last point that Rashi made, of Afal Pishani Moach Me'elav, that it, the heter of putting in a cup is only when it's naturally just melts by itself, there's a Tosefta who talks about that case and he argues on Rashi. Says the Tosefta, Emer asking Sashalik Shizova Me'elav, you can't chop water so that it flows, so that it flows, like, okay, that we know. Aval, look what he says. Whereas our Gemara said you could put it into a cup, and Rashi said so that it will melt by itself, the Tosefta says you're allowed to chop it into a cup. You see the Rashi, the Tosefta changes one word. Our Gemara had the word no stain l'sochakos, and Rashi said because it happens naturally, memela. But this Tosefta is saying you do what? You chop it into this cup. That means the Tosefta permits even though you're doing an action. So clearly, he's going to hold that the Isser is going to be a different Isser because he's allowing it, even chopping. Some reason, the fact that it's into a cup, will make it mutter. Why would that be? So we're going to have to get into this a little bit more deeply. There are going to be some other suggestions of what the Isser of Molid really is. Of what the Isser, I'm sorry, of ice really is.
What about sucking on it? Cause the water to come out because you're hot.
I don't think that would be considered chopping. That should be mutter, probably according to everybody. Sucking on an ice. Yeah. I hear what you're asking, because you're making it, in a certain sense, you're actively making it liquefy,
right,
because you're sucking it, but I don't think any, I think once it's in your mouth, it's not dumb yitum malach. In the same way, you could chew your food, and no one's going to say it's tochein, you're grinding it. You literally are grinding it with your teeth, right? No one's going to say that's tochein, because that's derech achila, right? Same thing with borer, right? If you take the watermelon pits and you separate them from the watermelon pulp in your mouth, that's okay. Why? Because, it's borer. No, it's derech achila. We don't look at it as a malacha. It's derech achila. Now, I want to tell you a cute thing that I sometimes do. Sometimes when I have a big cup of wine, two things. Sometimes you have a wine on Shabbos and it's not chilled, and you like chilled wine. I know some wines you're supposed to not drink chilled, but if you're not such a connoisseur, or if you just, it's a wine that's supposed to be chilled, that it's not chilled, it wasn't in the fridge, you forgot to put it in the fridge on Shabbos. You know what I do, Taka? No? You come home and want to make kiddush, and oops, we don't have any wine in the fridge. You have to take it from the cabinet. But it's not. But it's warm. I put ice cubes in it. Why? Because there's no iser of putting an ice cube. It doesn't melt fast enough. By the time it doesn't melt fast enough to dilute it into, that's not turned into water, turned into something to water that's not ro'i for wine to make kiddush. It's ro'i to make kiddush. But, and assuming again you have a large enough coast, which just about all of our coasts are large enough to have a revius of wine plus an ice cube. Some of them are two revius as big. If you have a big cup, you could probably put an ice cube just if you used to have less alcohol content. Let's say you have the Seder night, you have a Kiddush, you have a big cup, you want to use it because it's the prettiest cup. But you're going to have to drink four of these, you're going to end up on the floor. You're going to end up drunk or asleep by the time you get to Magid. So again, you can do the same thing. You can put some ice cubes, use your beautiful big cup, put a few ice cubes in to take the take up some of the room, the space, and you can still have your cake and eat it too. You can have a full cup and still not have to drink so much wine. It works.
Take ice cubes in water?
What? Yeah, it's better to take ice cubes than water, because the water will actually dilute it. The ice cubes, assuming they're not going to, if it's going to be there for 10 minutes, it will melt. My goal is that I don't want to dilute the water. I don't want to dilute the wine. I want to leave the wine intact, but chill it. So a tiny bit of water will melt off and chill it. But again, if you leave it there for 10 minutes, it will all melt. But if it's just to make kiddush, and you're going to drink it 40 seconds after you make your kiddush, so it will still be a cube, but it will be chilled, and it will take a broom. So that's just a side point that we... Okay, let's continue. Comes the Rashba, and the Rashba says that he explains what Rashi said. And then we're going to highlight one point which we'll build on. Umasha, he quotes Rashi. Umasha kasam yishun de kamolid. When Rashi says that by chopping it, you're molid, you're changing the form and making this new thing. It's like doing a malach of creation of a liquid. Lav lo meisim yishum nolad. Don't confuse these two words, as has been confused. Right. Don't confuse the word molid with nolad. Nolad is in a category of, somebody wrote very clearly, muktzah, that was me. Nolad is a type of muktzah. It's something the chayfetz. Rashi did not say nolad, that there's something wrong with the chayfetz. Rashi said that you did an act of molid. Elisha yisrim yishum strach malach. It's a malacha dikazach. It's an action that's usher. It's a creative action that's usher. Lefishu kibori molad hamayim halalu. You're creating something. That's the isur according to Rashi. Not that you have something that's muktza. Not that the liquid is muktza. But you did an action that was a creative action of chopping and changing form. That's what the problem is, according to Rashi. However, quotes the Rashba b'sefer truma kasuv shu asur mishum nolad. He quotes the Sefer Truma, who says, this is not that he did an act of creation, an act of melting, rather, the result of what melts is something called mukta. It's nolad. So it wasn't the act of melting it, but it's the result of something that's melted that is nolad. In other words, the Baal Truma is saying, there's something mukta. You had something that started out as solid, and now it's a new thing that you didn't have when Shabbos came in. It's nolad. It's like in Beitza Shenolda on Shabbos or on Yantav. It's aser. Why? Because you didn't have this when Shabbos came in. It's mukta. Rabosa, you know what the biggest nafkamina is?
If this is liquid only, you could put your challah in the freezer and then take it out. And
Everyone will hold you can put your challah in the freezer because you're neither. There's neither. Right. Frozen. Right. So everyone will hold that. No, that wouldn't be a nafkamina. The nafkamina would be is, can you?
If you made the ice cubes on Shabbos, so it started out as water.
Well, then you changed its form the other way.
No, but the point is that it retained its original.
No, but if starting out as water also changes, if you change something into ice, or whether you change ice into water or water into ice, if you A, did a mice of changing it, and B, there's a nolad issue. I wonder when will there be one without the other? When will you not have the malacha concern, but you have the molded concern, but you have the mukta concern.
Is it nolad issue both ways?
Yeah.
Freezing water as well?
Presumably. The Achronim get into it, maybe that there might be different, but ostensibly there should be the same.
You could put it in a second before Shabbos, and then it becomes
very good, ice. Very good. Yeah, the Achronim say, yes, what Ploni Amoni is saying is a tremendous point. If you set it up right before Shabbos, you put your ice cubes into the ice tray into your freezer right before Shabbos. As you're on your way to shul, your wife's about to light candles, you put the ice in the freezer. Are you doing an action of molid? No, that's a malach. It's on Shabbos. You're not doing anything on Shabbos. But did it change? Exactly. But did it change over Shabbos? When Shabbos came in, it was solid. Now it's liquid. It's new. It's muktzah. Wow. I have another one. A much simpler case. If you just take a piece of ice and don't put it anywhere, you just leave it out. What results? What do you have? You have a puddle afterwards. According to Rashi, you didn't do any act. It was just naturally melted. And what are you left with? A puddle. According to Baal Truma, it's muksa. It's new. So what do you have here? You have a gigantic difference between Rashi and the Baal Truma, whether Baal Truma says that even if you weren't active, even if it was natural, which is a natural process, will become muksa. And therefore, look what he says. Lefikach. Could you take, you take out of the fridge chicken or even some kugels that have a lot of oil, anything that has a lot of oil, a lot of gravy. It's a little hardish, hard. You know, you have chicken that's in the fridge. I don't mean the gravy itself, but there's that level of fat. Are you allowed to put that near the heat? Not chas v'shalom to cook it, not even to make it Michael ben Drusai, just to let it warm up, get to room temperature. And melt. So according to Rashi, there's nothing wrong. You didn't do an act of anything. You just put it out. You know, within an inch or two of my challenge, an inch or two of my hot plate, I didn't do an act of melting it. I sort of didn't chop anything to melt it. I just put it in a certain place. But on the other hand, what are you left with? You're left with a puddle. that you didn't have. You had a challah when Shabbos came in. That's going to be an usher.
What would be the difference of cooking your challah in that same manner? You put it on a second before Shabbos, it's completely raw. Yet what?
So
you have a challah on Shabbos.
So you're right.
So what's the
there's
difference?
No bishul, but there's an issur d'rabban of shehiyah, which is a different sugya. It's an issur d'rabban not to do what you just described. Not the raisa, it's not a malacha. It's an issur d'rabban of shehiyah of putting uncooked food on a fire before Shabbos. That's a separate gzeira. Where are you going to stoke the coals? Separate issue. You're right, it's not a malacha of bishul.
No, but what I'm saying from the idea of you took the ice cube and you made a puddle. So what's the difference? You took a bunch of beans and barley and meat and you made a chalk.
So you're saying it should be also because of molu?
The same idea. It seems to me the same idea. Would seem to be the same.
Okay. I would suggest that changing the barley and the meat and the potatoes to be cooked is not creating something. They were solid and they are solid.
You made a chalk.
I didn't make anything new. They were here. I just call it a different name. A solid to a liquid, that's changing its form entirely. That's the molded.
And cooked I'm creative. Is not the same?
It's not creative. It's not creative. It's not a bo-ray. You're not being bo-ray.
Not
a challenge. You made it. Okay, fine. That's what I think the chiluk is. So what we see from here is that we have a gigantic raging machlokas. According to Rashi, the isser is the act of chopping, the act of melting it. According to the Rebbeinu Baal Truma, the Sefer Truma quoted here in this Rashba, the Sefer Truma, it's not the act, it's that what ends up melting is muktzah, because it wasn't here when Shabbos came in. It's passive. And therefore, the Rashba says, even if you just put it outside, if you take anything from the freezer and let it put it where it will melt, according to Rashi, you didn't do anything, you didn't do an act. You can't be held accountable for mold. You didn't do an act of creation. You didn't chop. You didn't do anything active. You just put it down. But according to the Baal Truma, the Isser is, there's no action of Isser. The Isser is just, you end up with something that's muktzah, so you can't use it because it's muktzah. You won't be able to even put something in the sun outside if it will melt because it will be muktzah.
That's why the whipped cream is muktzah.
Well, let's say, right now, if we assume that whipped cream is a problem, Rashi is going to say it's a problem of making the whipped cream, and the Baal Truma will say it's a problem of the whipped cream in the new stage is muktzah. Right. Right. So, I mean, that's also an important point. Let's say I'm a bad boy, and I use whipped cream on Shabbos.
Okay.
According to Rashi, once somebody was a bad boy, he made the whipped cream, it's not muktzah. You just did a bad thing to make it, but now it's nothing mukta about it. You just did a bad thing to make it. According to Baal Truma, I don't care if you made the whipped cream. The point is that right now it's mukta, so you can't use it. They're really two different sides. They're not two different sides of the same coin. There are two different ways of looking at this issue.
Are there some opinions that say that using a spray can is like a toll of mafari?
Excellent question. I don't remember. Because mepharik is you're taking something and you're breaking it down into particles, and that's exactly what a spray does. You have a pool of liquid, and by pressing it through the spritzer mechanism, you're scattering it into many particles. I don't know.
I had my perfume dispensers.
I don't know. What?
The old-fashioned perfume dispensers.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know the answer. Good question. I don't know the answer. I'm sure we could look it up and find it, but I don't know the answer. Okay, but comes the Rashba with yet a third way to look at the issue of making ice. I'm sorry, of melting ice on Shabbos. V'linir, it's the bottom paragraph. D'mishum, why does the Gemara say you're not allowed to chop ice? Gezeras schita, totally unrelated to molid, not related to the halachas of muktzah. It's a new gezeras d'rabbanan. It's something totally new that no one ever even hinted to. It's a gezeras d'rabbanan, just like you can't squeeze grapes or squeeze fruits or oranges or grapefruits. So too, you can't squeeze ice. Well, you don't squeeze ice, you chop ice to make a liquid. That's a totally new issue. Now, clearly the issue is in the act. In that sense, it's like Rashi. But as opposed to Rashi, who made up this chiddush called molid, there's no source for anywhere in Shas. He just made up this, say, oh, you're doing something creative. You're making something new. It doesn't fit into any of the 39 malachas. That's what Rashi said. It's this thing called molid, which we never heard of before. Comes the Rashba and says, no, I've heard of schita before. Squeezing, oh, I know that. I heard that. You can't do that with food. And then, oh, I'm not really squeezing that juice out of the pulp of the orange, but If I chop ice, that's considered squeezing. Okay, and he brings a rye or two. We don't have to go into that. Let's look at the Rambam. If we read the Rambam doesn't answer, doesn't define the issue of our Gemara, but by the placement of the Rambam, it's eminently clear which of the three pshatim he goes with. The Rambam is in Perek Chaf Aleph, which is talking about Schita, which I already gave it away. The Rambam says, Mefarik, if you separate things, it's Dash, and therefore if you squeeze out Zeisim V'anavim, you're Chayiv because of this Malacha, of squeezing, and in the next halach, and halach Yud Gimel, he says, skip to the end, and you're not allowed to chop ice to let the water come out of it. Clearly, by the placing of this halach of chopping ice, he puts it in the middle of the halach right after, and in the middle of the halachas of squeezing fruits, you clearly see that the Shitas HaRambam, by virtue of his placement, is a concern. The problem with chopping ice is that it's like sochet. Okay, so what do? We have three shitas, and there are nafkaminas between them. The nafkaminas are, is it only if you're active, or even if you're passive? The nafkaminas are, if it's muktzeh afterwards, or is it not muktzeh afterwards? There are more nafkaminas, which we're not going to go into. Says the Beis Yosef, reviewing these different opinions that I just presented to you in source number 7, Beis Yosef in Siman Shin Chaf and Hilchas Shabbos, Kfar Kasavti, Besov Siman Shin Yud Ches, Sherov HaPoskim Cholkim Al Baal Truma B'din Zeh. Most of the poskim argue with the Baal Truma who said the vart of Nola that it's muktzah. Most poskim do not accept the fact that it's muktzah. Rather, they most poskim say it's an isser if the action is aser. If the action is aser, that means what's going to be mutter? When there's no action. What's the case of no action? Letting it melt by itself, like putting it in a warm place where it could melt by itself. Says the Aleph, that little dark emotion makes that point. Lachain, therefore, since we don't pass like the Baal Truma, who's concerned with muktzah, it's only an action that's aser. Matirim lasim pashtida. What's a pashtida, Chazen?
Kugel.
Some kind of kugel. Pudding. Im shuman hanikrash, with solidified fat, you're allowed to put it near the fire. Again, we're not talking about that it's going to cook. It's not close enough that it's going to get cooked. Machab ben Jassar, Yatzaladisbo. We're not worried about it. It's cooked already and it's not going to reach Yatzaladisbo. It's just going to melt, right? Last week, when I went to shul, right when I woke up, my wife said, Uri, take, I'm not until I come down with the kids, might be another hour till she comes down, you know, to the kids. Please take out the kugels from the fridge. Why? Because when you serve it for lunch, you want them to be, you know, okay, they won't be warm or hot necessarily, but you don't want it to be cold, so you don't want it to be at least, and if there's any, you know, that frozen, hard solidified oil, you want it to be melted. You don't want it to be solidified. That's a mutter, because according to the Baal HaTruma, even just letting it melt by itself would end up being muktzah. You would not be able to, again, it's not the issur of putting, according to Baal HaTruma, if you would put the kugel with or the chicken from the fridge next to a warm, the heater at a warm place where it could melt, that liquid that's now surrounding the chicken, the gravy, is going to be muktzah. We don't hold like that, says Dr. Moshe.
Can you explain the lashon of the Gemara in Raskin? If it's an issue of muktzah, in Raskin sounds like it's a problem with the action.
That's a good point. The lashon of in Raskin sounds like it's an active isser. But could you explain the next line to me? The next line sounds like the Baal Shema. You could put it into a cup and you're not worried. Why? Because it's passive. Because the Isser is only...
No,
second. The opposite. Yeah, I hear your point. You have to get... Again, we're skipping all the rayas, but I hear your point. Okay. Comes Beis Yosef in source number... In Shin Yud Ches, which is a different place. Came under Midi Derabbanu, since this issue... no one held it to Nisa Deraisa. If you hold Schita, it was a Gzeru Derabbanu like Schita. If you hold Rashi made up this thing called Molid, which at most is a Derabbanu, it's not a Malacha. The Sefer Shuma equally holds it's only an issue of Muktzah. So all the three opinions at worst hold it's some Issur Derabbanu of some sort. At worst, a Derabbanu. So therefore, says the Beis Yosef, I don't know who had a Paskin, so who should I Paskin like? Well, I'm going to be Mekel, because it's only an Issur Derabbanu. Came with the Midi Derabbanu, who Naktinan, Ker, Rashi, Rambam, Rabban, who are Pligi on the Baal HaTruma, And they hold it's mutter, meaning to just put something next to warm and let it melt. So let's see how it is a paskin, in fact, in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch. And here we're almost up to the punchline of the shir. Shulchan Aruch says, Ha-shelig v'ha-barad, emra askenusan, right? You can't chop it. That was like the Gemara. Aval, nosein lehu l'soch koshel yayin, omayim, v'unimach me'elev enechosh. You could put it into a bucket, into a cup of tea, I'm sorry, into a cup of soda, into a cup of wine, a cup of water, and let it melt by itself. And so too, says the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to put it, and they melted its mutter. The remaining thing that melted is mutter, not like the Baal Truma. Now, if you could look at, skip to source number 12. Now, source number 12 is a different place in the Shulchan Aruch, and he says the same halacha. Mutter litain in panada. What's an empanada? Anyone here from Mexico? Empanadas, right, it's some Spanish dish. Right, like a burrito. So I guess it's like a knish, like a calzone, I think. Maybe like a calzone, that's my understanding. Like a pot pie, calzone, something like that. So it has either meat in it, cheese, you could do it with the cheese in it, meat in it, but if it has meat, you could assume that's kind of the meat, that, well, the fat from the meat will be solidified. You're allowed to put a knegra ish, b'makosh yad saladas. It's already cooked, so we're not worried about cooking. Oh, what's going to happen? The shuman will melt. It's mutter. Like, that's the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, that it's mutter. We don't follow the Baal HaShuma. Haga, skip the first words. V'yesh machmirin. What is the yesh machmirin of that Ramah? Who's the one who says that you're not allowed to... I mean, I don't know if it's the issue of putting it there, but not allowed, there's no point in putting, you're not going to gain by putting your calzone or your meat or your chicken near the heat. The Baal HaTshuma. Baal HaTshuma says it's going to be muktzeh afterwards, so you can't, you're going to be stuck, you're not going to be able to use it, because it's going to be muktzeh. So the Ramah is saying, Yesh Machmirin. How do we paskin? The Nahagu? There's a lot riding on this, because you know what? This is really the question. Are you allowed to put something in a place where it will freeze without doing an act of chopping or doing something very active? Just put it in a place where it will melt, or put it in a place where it will freeze. Says the Ramav Nagula Hachmir. Wow. Nagula Hachmir. That means if I'm going to do something in a way that is passive... Totally passive. It's just going to change form. We should be machmir. Not to allow that situation. That means if we stop right here, whipped cream, if you change its form, the Shulchan Aruch said, no problem. Mutal Chatchila said the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to put it in a place where it will change form. Says Ramah, Yesh Lahachmir. Yesh Lahachmir meaning that the whipped cream is going to be muktzah. So, what's the shahalach of whipped cream for Ashkenazim? You can't use whipped cream and you can't make ice according to Ashkenaz. What about Sfardim? Sfardim followed the Shulchan Aruch straight. It's mutter l'chatchila. The Beis Yosef rejected the Sefer HaTshuma. It's only the Ramah who's machmir for the Sefer HaTshuma who says they're worried that it's going to be muktzah for a passive change of form, like putting it in the freezer, for example. Except mihu b'malkam tzorach yesh lismach asvar rishon. You can be makel if you have a malkam tzorach. What's a tzorach? I'll tell you what a tzorach is.
Guess.
A tzorach is it's the summer and you don't have any of guests tomorrow for lunch and you don't have any ice left for lunch. Who?
Unexpected guests.
Unexpected guests. That's a tzorach. In case I have an unexpected guest.
No, when they come, you have unexpected guests.
So you want to do what? If you have unexpected guests that come, then you're not going to have time to make ice. It takes a few hours to make ice. But yes, if you have guests, you know you're having guests, you know you're having the next door neighbor's coming tomorrow, and that's Hakanas Zorach. You finished all the ice Friday night, it's the summertime, you're going to serve warm water. You're going to serve warm Coke tomorrow, warm Dr. Pepper. Rachmana Litzlan. So that, I think, would be a Malkam Zorach. So Malkam Zorach, even though the Ramah is Machmir, but Malkam Tzorach, I think if you need ice, it's a warmer day, and you don't have any ice in your ice bucket, and you haven't guessed, I think that would be Malkam Tzorach. We'll see Rabbi Avadia will say something very similar to that. So what we're coming at with is, sounds like a machlokas, Ashkenazim and Sephardim. L'chadchila, our Ashkenazim would be machmir. What I want to point out one other thing is, what happens, okay, let's go through a few, let's go look at source number 14. We're going to go through Tshuva of Rabbi Avadia, and just go through a few points, and then we'll finish with that, because he brings into his interesting questions into the equation. The question that he was asked was a little bit different than ours, but it segues into making ice. The question that he was asked is, are you allowed to make ice cream on Shabbos? Does anyone know how you make ice cream?
With eggs.
Eggs and milk.
Not what the recipes are, but how you actually make it into ice cream. If I take eggs and milk and whatever and I mix it together, I'll have just a puddle of eggs and milk. So it's more than that. You have to churn it. You have to churn it. Did any of you see, it's a very, very modern food. Rolled ice cream?
Yeah, that's in Thailand, right?
I've seen it
in
Poland. And I saw it at one super duper fancy affair a few months ago.
What does that mean?
There's you take a mixture of liquid, and there's a freezing cold surface. And then the guy in front of you, and you tell him what you want to put in the ice cream, and the guy in front of you mixes it, you know, moves it around very, very, very quickly, churns it
and
on a flat thing, and it turns into, it freezes as a film on this freezing cold thing, it solidifies on this cold surface, and then he takes not a chisel, what is it called? Like a spatula.
Yeah.
What's that tool called?
Yeah, it's a spatula.
Like for a putty, like when you have to...
Similar to a trowel,
and he shaves it, not shaves it, but he sort of lifts it off the frozen, this cold surface, and it curls as you shave it, because it goes, you know, as he's shaving it, and it ends up being like a roll of ice cream.
So it's fresh ice cream.
That's fresh ice cream, correct. So there, the point is that you have to churn, you have to mix. That's the shy that he was asked. So Ravadi quotes Rav Chaim Palagi, who is an old, from, I don't know when Rav Chaim Palagi lived, in the 1800s maybe? Somebody could Google when Rav Chaim Palagi lived. But he quotes from Rav Chaim Palagi, Bin Asiyas HaGlida B'Shabbat, and he says that it's also based on a totally new question that we haven't discussed. But maybe it might not apply to water, it might apply to making ice cream. Which is, sir? Megabin, making gvina, making cheese, which is an isra of bona. Gemara tells us that making cheese, what do you do when you make cheese? You take things that are disparate and you bring them together, you solidify them.
Or you could have said lush, just like when you cook hot cereal, you put in the water.
Lush is making lush. A mush. Here you're not, it's not the issue that you're making a mush. Lush is when there's like a powder and a liquid and you make it into like a dough or a paste. Here
you're actually making
you solidify. You're making something like a solid. You're making something a solid.
Yeah, no,
that he suggests would be like megabin. And he says, Rav Avadia says, according to that, maybe freezing water would also be megabin. Remember, what was the Gemara and all the Rishon that we've talked about until now? It was all talking about going from which form to which form, from a solid form to a liquid form. That was when we had the machlokas where Rashi said you're creating water, and the Sefer Truma said that water is created, so therefore it's muktzeh, it's nolad. And the Rashba said all, and the Rambam said you are squeezing from a solid, you're getting a liquid out of a solid, that's squeezing. But here we're talking about when you put it in the freezer, when you make ice cream, we're talking about the opposite direction, taking a liquid and making it a solid. So there, Chaim Palagi and Rav Avadia say maybe that should be megavein, like making a cheese and hardening it. Says that's what Chaim Palagi, therefore Aser. Says Rav Avadia, I don't like his raya. Why? Because what's the point of megavein? Megavein, why is it like bona? Well, what's bona? Bona is you take a hammer, and you take a screw, and you take a piece of wood, and you take another screw, and you bang one into the other, and you take different pieces, put them together to create a whole. So if I have little bits of things, and I form a whole through little bits of things, that's called megabein. That's not what happens when you freeze water. You're not taking little pieces and amalgamating them and uniting them and pushing them, smushing them together to create a whole. You're just changing its tzura you're not taking pieces. You have one pool of liquid, and that pool of liquid turns it entirely into a solid. You're not, that's not bona. Bona is taking different disparate things and joining them together. If I have a pool of liquid, if I have a cup, if I have an ice cube tray, I'm not joining anything together. That's what bona is. Bona is joining things together, building something, is taking disparate pieces and uniting them for some creative, productive whole, to create a productive whole. When I have an ice cube tray, I'm not taking separate bits and uniting them. There's a pool of liquid that used to be liquid, now it's a solid. That's all. That's not megabe. That's the first point. Second of all, he says, maybe, since you're not, the issue of making ice cream is you're active, as I said. When you just put something in a freezer, that's not being active. That's, if anything,
passive.
Passive. But what is it called when you do something and it ends up happening by itself?
Separation?
No. Even less? Grama. Grama. Grama is when you just caused something to happen. I tied a guy to the beach when it was low tide. What happened 4 hours later?
High tide.
High tide and he drowned. I tied a guy to the train tracks and 17 minutes later, guess what happened? Oops. Did I kill him? I'm not a rotzeach. I did grama. Right? That's grama. And grama on Shabbos, I do something and it ends up, something happens. Did I... You're going to accuse me of making this water into ice? I didn't. All I did is I put it in the fridge, in the freezer. 3 hours later, the freezer turned it into ice. That's grama, says Rabbi Avadia. I know grama usually is also drabanan, but it's maybe even less than grama, without getting into why. Fine, furthermore.
You're opening a can of worms, because every one of those cases is like a garmin. It's more. It's very likely to happen. It's more like a garmin type of
thing. Okay, I don't want to get into garmin and grama because we could have many shoes. Okay. That's too detailed to get into that.
99% likelihood.
No, grama doesn't mean it may or may not happen. Grama means it's indirect.
But I would have said the same thing putting it outside in the freezing weather. Same thing.
I hear. One more point. What's the idea of bona? Megabain is bona. Why is it bona? Says the Pnei Yeshua, if you make cheese in the Shabbos morning to eat for Shalosh Shudis, that's called bona. If I would build a house to consume and use up and knock down Shabbos afternoon, is that called bona? No. Making something temporary is not called bona. In order to be bona, it has to be some level of permanence. Says the Pnei Yeshua, when is making cheese megabein, which is an iser of bona? Only if you're making cheese, a certain kind of cheese that's like
hard cheese.
A hard cheese that stays. You know those French cheese? I don't know, I'm not such a cheese maven. Like those French cheeses that, like, you don't even have to be refrigerated. They just hang from the, you know, next to the salamis. It's chafe, right? What?
Soft cheese.
No, the hard cheeses.
Right.
They're hard. They hang in, they're in a little circle like Gouda.
Yeah.
They're like hanging in the delis, don't you know what I'm saying? No? No one knows what I'm talking about.
You have to go to Israel, they have them in
Israel. Yeah, it's just like in Paris. It's like a Paris type of thing.
Also the hard parmesan.
Hard parmesan. Okay, yeah, that also. So if it's a hard cheese that will last for a long time, that's when the Gemara told us that making such a cheese is megabein, which is a bona, because you make it last for a long time. But when I make ice cream or ice, what happens? I freeze it, and now it's frozen. That's megabein? How long is this going to last? Well, take it out of the fridge or the freezer, it's going to be melted in 25 minutes. 20 minutes will be back to what it was. How can you call that bona? Bona means you're building something? You didn't build nothing. And therefore, according to all these svaras, the Rav Avadia's make. Well, of course, we have to keep in mind, Rav Avadia is a Sephardi, and he's, of course, going with Maran HaMechaber. The Shulchan Aruch did say that, did reject the Baal HaTshuma and said that Isser is only when you do it actively, chopping or squeeze it, you know, if you're doing molid or squeeze, halakhic, it's as though you're squeezing, we're doing action, but if it's just naturally happens, then of course it's going to be Mutter because Rav Avadia is Sephardi. But look what he adds, the bottom line, I think we'll all appreciate the last line, and with this we'll finish. Ubiprat, and especially, you remember that line of the Ramah, where the Ramah said, B'makom tzorech gadol, you could. Says the Rav Avadya, u'befrat b'mei ha'kayitz achamim, especially on a hot summer day. Sheyesh bo mishum oneg Shabbos v'yantif. That's you know what he's saying. You understand what he's saying. He's trying to get you, even according to the Ramah. Even according to the Ramah, who's machmir, b'shas ha'tzorech, even the Ramah is meika. He says if it's a hot day during the summer and you want to have oneg Shabbos, that is the tzorech gadol. Therefore, Rav Avadya comes out lahak. It happens to be that by the Ashkenazi post, again, we're a little bit more machmir than Rav Avadya. So halach l'maisa, what are we coming out with? Halach l'maisa, we're coming out with that ideally you should not make ice on Shabbos unless there's a need, whatever the need is. If, for example, it's a hot day and you're having guests, then you can make ice on Shabbos. I remember doing it two years ago. I remember specifically, based on this Ramah, saying, I know I have guests coming tomorrow, we don't have any ice, I'm going to make ice. But if not, then we shouldn't. And whipped cream, we're going to finish with this, is a little bit more complicated, and that's because it sometimes depends on the quality of whipped cream that you buy. I've done experiments with whipped cream with this in mind. If you take whipped cream and put it on a plate, what does it look like 10 minutes later? It really depends on the whipped cream. There are some whipped creams that will stay, the good quality whipped creams will stay, have some form, and others will have a puddle. So if it's going to have a puddle, so because it's solidified for those 3 minutes max, that's called, you changed its form into a solid? I don't know if that would be.
The parva stuff isn't really whipped cream.
Right, the parva stuff might not be able to stay as long. The milk kind of works a little better. So I definitely know, they're definitely posting an article. Will it hold this way that if it depends on the whipped cream. If it's a whipped cream that will stand, then it will be a problem, taka l'chatchila, according to Ashkenazim, to make, unless it's a tzorek gadol. What's the tzorek gadol that you need whipped cream? I remember we had this shal in my house. My kids said, I need whipped cream. I said, no, that's not cold you need. You can have your parva ice cream with your cherry on top without your whipped cream. It's very hard to say that whipped cream is going to be a tzorek gadol. You know, if your wife, I don't know, your wife is serving apple pie for lunch and she can't imagine serving apple pie without whipped cream on top, and she says, I'll be terribly embarrassed in front of the guests, and I'll be the talk of the town. No one's going to think I'm a hostess, and it's going to be terribly embarrassing. Okay, that's the closest you can get to tzorek gadol, to do whipped cream, and that I don't know. But there we'll give you a kula. Other than that, I don't know of any tzorek gadols for whipped cream. So therefore, it seems to me that the Ramah would say it's usur to do whipped cream, again, if it's a solid whipped cream. If it's a whipped cream that anyway melts right away, I don't even think you start the isur of making it solid, a solid on Shabbos, because it's not really a solid. It's just going to melt in 3 minutes. So therefore, whipped cream, it seems to me, depends on the type of whipped cream. Ice, l'chatchila, one should not make ice unless it's a tzorek. That's halacha
l'maaseh. Not the automatic ice makers?
Automatic ice makers. So that's a great point. According to the Sefer HaTshuma, the ice that it makes is muktzah, even if you didn't do any action whatsoever, right? Yeah, according to the Sefer HaTshuma, we should be machmir. So,
yeah,
so anything that was made on Shabbos, l'chatchil, if it's not a tzorech, you should probably not use to be machmir for that Sefer HaTshuma. If it was made before Shabbos, of course, it's fine. And if it's a tzorech, then it is.
It replenishes. You know?
So that's an electric thing. That you have to be careful with. That's a different. That's electricity. That's a totally different issue. That you have to disconnect the bar, so that you don't cause the electricity to be turned on by you taking out the ice. That's
you have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.